You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio. This is WBAI New York. In advance of the Senate Judiciary hearing into sexual assault allegations by Dr. Christine Blasey against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, supporters gathered in Manhattan in a rally on the steps of City Hall. Organizers include Girls for Gender Equity, the New York City Alliance Against Sexual Assault, the YWCA of Brooklyn, the Women's Commission on Human Rights, and over 40 other organizations. Organizers say the rally is a reminder to all survivors that you are not alone. Here's New York City's First Lady, Shirlane McCray.
Whoa, look at all the leaders and activists out here today. I don't think I've ever seen a bigger rally. I'm really proud of my city, and I'm proud of all of you who are out here to lift your voices. New York City is sending a message to Dr. Ford and every survivor. We are saying, we hear you. We hear you. We hear you. We hear you. We believe you. We believe you. We believe you. We believe you. We stand with you. We stand with you. We stand with you. We stand with you. I hope everybody heard that. And a few words in Spanish. Estamos enviando un mensaje a cada sobreviviente en nuestra ciudad de Nueva York. Te escuchamos.
Te escuchamos.
Creemos en ti.
Creemos en ti.
Estamos contigo.
Estamos contigo.
And to all the men and women working to silence us, we have a message for you too. Whenever a survivor is bullied and belittled, we will fight back. When one survivor is bullied and belittled, we will fight back. When one survivor's story goes ignored, more survivors will add their voices, and we will support them all. Now, this week has been really difficult for so many survivors and who are now reliving past traumas. So it's not enough for all of us to just stand here in solidarity and raise our voices. There are ways that we can help beyond that. Here are three ways we can help Dr. Ford and all survivors. One, we can donate. So many great organizations, many of them are here, are helping survivors every single day. They need our voices, but they need our dollars too. Two, we can call our senators and demand that Dr. Ford is heard with respect. The number is 202-224-3121. Let's say that together, 202-224-3121. Call that number. Let your senators know that we want Dr. Ford to be held, to be heard with respect. The third thing that we can all do is let survivors know they are not alone. In New York City, support is available every step of the way, every step of the journey to safety, justice, and healing. So I want you all to share this number. It is a free and confidential mental health service. It can be reached by dialing 1-888-NYC-WELL. That's 1-888-NYC-WELL. 1-888-NYC-WELL. Counselors are there 24/7 to listen, to help people on their way to recovery. Will you all spread the word?
Yes.
Thank you. Together we are stronger. We are the powerful ones. And every day we grow stronger. Thank you.
Thank you everyone for coming today. Thank you everyone for the courageous and brave act of showing up and being here in support of our sisters. My name is La Roca, I'm an MC, I represent the hip-hop culture. Notice I said hip-hop culture, not the hip-hop music industry. hip-hop culture, the community that has embraced and helped our sisters to have a voice. And so I am here representing, one, the Bronx, two, hip-hop. We are here. We hear you. We believe you. We stand together. We are not afraid. We are fearless. My name is La Roca. Roca in Spanish means rock. It means tough. It means hard. It means steadfast. It will not be moved. And because I have managed to work through all of these realms, the commercial industry, entertainment world, the underground, it goes without saying that I have also encountered this male privilege, this idea that unless I give some sexual favor in return for my work, I will not be hired. I have encountered it and I've stood against it. And at this point in my life, I am mentoring young ladies to be aware. Your skills is all you need. Skills, nothing else. And if someone is trying to bully you into a sexual act, say no and call on your sisters and your brothers. We are here. We are here and we are with you. I am so proud at this point to introduce to you the next sister here, sister warrior, courageous lady, Michelle Greer, Director of Social Work and Girls for Gender Equity. Make some noise for Michelle.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Michelle Greer, and I am the Director of Social Work at Girls for Gender Equity. Thank you to our partners in government, the countless organizations, and most importantly, everyone who is a survivor of child sexual abuse, gender-based violence, and sexual assault who joins us today. Today's actions all over the country in solidarity with Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and Deborah Ramirez are actions of solidarity with survivors everywhere, the ones who have come forward and the ones we may never know. Dr. Blasey Ford, we see you and we believe you. Professor Anita Hill, we still see you and we have always believed you. Young people who are sexually harassed at school and administrators do nothing, we see you and we believe you. Folks across the gender spectrum who don't see their stories represented right now, we see you and we believe you. Survivors everywhere, we see you and we believe you. At Girls for Gender Equity, we have worked for over 15 years to center young cis women and trans women of color and gender nonconforming youth of color in the movement to end gender-based violence. Dr. Ford's courage gives us great hope that the next young person who comes forward and discloses their survivorship will be believed. Right here in New York City, we know that young people in our schools and in our communities are experiencing sexual assault, gender-based violence, and sexual abuse every day. And we know that we are failing to respond to them. When young people in our city's schools share that we have been sexually assaulted or raped, they are often the ones who are asked to transfer or leave. Still, in New York City, there is only one coordinator to monitor our city's compliance with Title IX for 1.1 million students. Our work starts right here at home, so that all survivors are believed. After another set of allegations emerged last night, the only thing that is clear to us is that what's happening in Washington is a mockery of our judicial system. We join our partners across the country calling for a full investigation into the allegations of Dr. Ford, Deborah Ramirez, and all of the courageous people who have come forward. We demand justice for these survivors, just as we demand justice for all survivors of gender-based violence, sexual assault, and child abuse. Since hashtag MeToo went viral, thanks to the incredible storytelling and activism of Girl for Gender Equity's Senior Director, Tarana Burke, we have witnessed the power of survivors everywhere, naming and speaking aloud their experiences uninterrupted. The courage of survivors sharing their long-hidden pain, bravery, and anger has begun to change the way survivors are heard and believed. It has led to extraordinary moments of individual accountability that seemed impossible only a year ago. Yet these moments of individual accountability are insufficient to create the lasting change we need and deserve. It is time to mirror the courage of these individual survivors with institutional courage to actually create change. From the state to our school system, we must stand up. New York City believes survivors today and every day. Thank you.
That definitely goes out to Miss Anita Hill, goes out to Dr. Ford. And when I was coming up, it was Tawana Brawley. In the hip hop world, it was Tawana Brawley. And so a lot of us were feeling like, how come she was not heard, not seen, not believed? But we're telling her right now, we know what's up. Before I introduce the next young woman, let me just really quickly announce the other partner organizations here standing with us. AAANY, AVP, Saki for South Asian Women, The Brides March, Connect, CPD Action, Destination Tomorrow, and I will continue to name off all the other partners that we have standing strong with us. The next young woman to come to the mic is a survivor and author of hashtag Senate for Survivors Letter. Please make some noise for Allison Turcos.
I'm a multiple assault survivor. The first time I was raped, I was 16. It's okay to get emotional.
That's right. We see you, we hear you, mama.
Similar to Dr. Blasey Ford, I never told anyone, including my parents. I never reported that rape. I never reported my second rape when I was 18. The first time I reported was when I was 29 and I was raped in October of 2017. Survivors are too often left out of the conversation. Our voices and stories are reconfigured by men, the media, and those in power. All too often, we know that we are not the only victim this person has harmed. We as survivors don't share our stories in hopes of fame or fortune. We are not opportunists. We have nothing to gain and everything to lose when we share our stories, and yet we do it time and again. Because we know that it will help others to come forward, to speak out, to feel safe.
We hear you, we see you, we believe you.
We hear you, we see you,
we believe you. The next person to come to the mic helped lead a campaign against the owner of a New York City restaurant where many women were being harassed, but they were afraid to come forward because of their immigration status. She will come up also with a translator named Vanessa Ramos. Please make some noise for Daniela Contreras, a survivor.
Thank you. Yo tenía 16 años cuando a mí me pasó. Un día estando en casa, en mi primer trabajo, en la casa del niño que cuidaba, llegó el papá y se metió a bañar. De repente escuché que me llamaba y fui a qué necesitaba. Me abrió la puerta y expuso sus partes. Yo, apenada por el incidente y con mucho miedo, me fui con el niño a otro cuarto. Pero cuando salió del baño, comenzó a tocarme y trató de abusar de mí ante la presencia de su hijo. Afortunadamente, justo en ese instante, un vecino tocaba la puerta y logré salir de la casa.
I was 16 years old. And I'm telling you my story. One day, as I was in the house and I was taking care of a child, the father comes and he went to take a shower. Suddenly, I heard that he called, and when I went to see what he needed, he opened the bathroom door and he exposed himself. I was ashamed by the incident and was with a lot of fear, and I went with the child to another room, but then he left the bathroom and started to touch me and tried to abuse me in the presence of his child. Fortunately, at that moment, a neighbor came and knocked the door, and I was able to run away of the house.
Por miedo y por vergüenza, callé esto por muchos años. Jamás se lo dije a nadie, ni siquiera a mi mamá. Traté de jamás recordarlo. Pero todos estos casos están saliendo a la luz. Me hicieron ver que este es el momento que tanto había esperado. hacerle justicia a esa niña de 16 años y por miles de mujeres que lamentablemente a diario han estado pasando por esta situación.
For fear and embarrassment, I remained silent, never told anyone. I tried not to remember it, but these are all of these cases are coming out in public, and I was able to see that this is the moment I was waiting for, to do justice for that young woman, 16 years old, and for the thousands of women that regrettably daily have to undergo this situation.
Como trabajadoras del hogar y organizadora, he escuchado infinidad de historias de mujeres luchadoras y trabajadoras. Lamentablemente, la mayoría de estas historias están llenas de dolor, temor, trauma, silencio y vergüenza. Es la intimidad dentro de la casa, del trabajo, lo que hace que muchos empleadores se aprovechen de esta situación. Para lograr que estas mujeres compartan sus historias, se requiere de un largo proceso, ya que no es nada fácil obtener su confianza. Y como organizadora, uno toma el papel de psicóloga, madre, amiga y mujer.
As a domestic worker and organizer, I have heard many, many stories of women that are workers, and sadly, most of these stories are full of pain, fear, trauma, silence, and shame. In the intimacy of working, being a home worker, there are many, many employers that take advantage of this situation. In order to achieve justice for this woman and for them to share their stories, a long process is necessary, and it is not easy to obtain their trust. And as an organizer, we assume the role of psychologist, mother, friend, and woman.
Anita Hill, Christine Blasey-Ford, Deborah Ramirez, we believe you. We believe you.
We believe you.
We believe you.
Gracias.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rama Issa, and I am the executive director of the Arab American Association of New York. And I'm here today to tell you that I am, too, a survivor of sexual violence. I'm one of the three women who experienced some form of sexual violence in their lifetime, just like Christine Blasey-Ford. And just like Dr. Ford, I endured many years of pain and confusion and unresolved trauma, years of mistrust in relationships, years of panic attacks, of support groups and therapy, years of struggling with anxiety, depression, and PTSD, years trying to piece my broken soul together. And just like many survivors, I was afraid to come forward because of the shame, the guilt, the reliving of the agonizing memories, the judgment, the fear of just not being believed. And although only about 2% of all sexual assault accusations turn out to be false, we as survivors are the ones burdened with invasive questions and the violation of our character, our past, and our very own souls. We must carry and prove a truth that many in our society want to deny us. The very system, the core of our culture, is hardwired to doubt us, blame us, absolve the assailant of any wrongdoing because they were young, drunk, or ill. But we will not stand for this any longer, not anymore. People are asking now, why, after all these years, women like Dr. Ford are sharing their stories? And I'll tell you that I came forward to my family and loved ones only 15 years after my abuse. Because the man who ripped a part of me was living with a woman who had a teenage daughter, the same age as mine, when I was first assaulted. My conscience weighed heavy on me, and I felt compelled to at last do something about it. And this is why today I stand with Dr. Blasey-Ford and Deborah Ramirez and any other women who came forward to unmask the men who have violated our bodies and souls. For too many years, I've lived with the shame of my sexual abuse, like many other survivors have. But the shame is not ours to carry. The shame lies on men like Kavanaugh, who succumbed themselves to a culture of dehumanizing and objectifying women, a culture that have led to the violent minimization of our stories and experience. The shame is on Senator Chuck Grassley and other Republicans who have been trying to move this confirmation forward, knowing fully well that more allegations has existed. We cannot allow our system to be defined and structured by men who have no regards for women and survivors of sexual violence, by white men who attempt to control and silence our narratives, who erase our truths and experiences. We will not stand for it any longer. The wave of women is here. And we are resilient, brave, unapologetic, and yes, we are relentless. Thank you.
You're listening to the New York City Stands with Survivors rally at City Hall in advance of the Senate Judiciary Committee testimony by Dr. Christine Blasey against Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
That's what this whole gathering is about, love, which takes so many forms. Solidarity, sisterhood, a shoulder. Just letting somebody know, are you okay? I got your back. That is love. That's what we're doing here. We're celebrating love. The next person to come up on stage is also a survivor and an editor at Bustle. Please make a joyful noise for Daniel Campoamor.
I am here today to share a story that I have never publicly shared before. I've always been way more comfortable talking about my second assault, the one that involved a police report and a rape kit and a pretext phone call and a forensic photographer taking pictures of my naked body. I talked about the assault I reported because I did the right thing. I did what I was supposed to do. Even when the rape kit sat untouched for over a year, I could tell myself that I did what was right. Even when the police officer questioned what I was wearing and how much I had to drink, and how many people I had slept with in the past, I could tell myself, hey, at least you are speaking out. And when the district attorney decided that I did not have a winnable case, I could tell myself that I did everything that I was supposed to do. I have never talked about what happened to me in college. I have never discussed the man, the friend, the person I was casually dating. I've never talked about the night that he assaulted me in his home. Only a handful of people knew when my abuser was finished that he cried, that he begged me not to call the police. I didn't tell my mom that when I went home, I threw up. I didn't tell my roommate why I had to take such a long, hot shower. Instead, I hid my shame deep inside my ribcage. For over a decade, I choked on the guilt and I buried myself in the fear that no one would believe me. I fixated on the idea that I should have known better, that I should have known him better. I told myself that in the end, it wasn't that bad. And with every ounce of me, I tried to forget. But I cannot forget. I will never forget. And I am tired of this ache in my rib cage. I'm tired of opening my mouth only to choke on the shame that is not mine to bear. Right. I will no longer allow my truth to be buried. Make no mistake, we shouldn't have to continue to bleed ourselves dry to prove that systemic sexual violence and rape culture exist. But I am tired of living in a culture of complicit silence. I am tired of living in a society that protects abusers and condemns victims. I am tired of listening to men in power attack victims and then in the very same breath ask us why we don't come forward. I refuse to raise my children with this ache in my ribs. I cannot stand in solidarity with victims here or across the country with this ache still in my ribs. So today, I release it. I believe Christina Blasey Ford. I believe Deborah Ramirez. And to the survivors who are made to relive their trauma every single day by an administration that vilifies victims and continues to support abusive men, please know that I believe you too. Thank you.
For Danielle. Going to list off a couple of the other partners that we have that are present, standing with us today. Move Forward Staten Island, Turning Point for Women and Families, VIP Mujeres, WFP, Woman Kinds, Women's March New York, YWCA Brooklyn, A Better Balance, PPNYC, CAIR-NY, Center for Constitutional Rights. We are not alone today, nor will we be alone from this point forward. We know the truth will set us free. Our next sister to come to the stage is a commissioner, the New York City Commission on Human Rights, Carmen Malalis.
In 1991, Professor Anita Hill's testimony galvanized a generation. A generation of women, including me. And while we can remark on the successes and the milestones for women, the truth is, as we all know, society still has a long way to go. So let this be a clarion call yet again that women are angry. We are not shutting up. We are not backing down until all the institutions of power seeking to keep us quiet and still crumble upon us. I fight this fight for my daughters, for my sister, for my friends, for me, for all of you, for all of us. But most importantly, I fight this fight because I still envision a world where women will reach the highest echelons of power, and we will not need to fight against the powers and the structures that have held us back for generations. Thank you for being here.
Yes, I am charged. Yes. One more time. We see you, we hear you, we believe you. We see you, we hear you, we believe you. I am charged up now. I hope you guys are feeling that. Yes. Carmelin, she definitely, you got us going. You got us going. Next person to the mic is from the mayor's office to end domestic and gender-based violence. Please make a joyful noise for the commissioner, Cecile Noel.
Good morning, and I'm honored to be here with the First Lady, with advocates, survivors, my fellow commissioners, about this really important issue. As we gather here, it is with dismay that we watch the events unfolding in our nation's capital and the outrageous treatment of Christine Blasey Ford. 1 in 3 women, 1 in 6 men will experience sexual assault in their lifetime. Think about that. 1 in 3 women, 1 in 6 men. Now, I have a really important question for all of you here. Have you had enough? Yes. Have you had enough? Yes. Have you had enough?
Yes!
I've had enough. I've had enough. I've had enough of the disgraceful rhetoric coming from our leaders in Washington. Enough of history repeating itself. In 1991, we saw Anita Hill. We saw what they did to her. 27 years later, our electeds have learned nothing. A survivor story is enough. It is enough. Have you had enough of watching a group of chauvinistic men passing judgment on the credibility of a survivor and her story?
Yes.
Have you had enough of the coddling and condoning of inappropriate sexual behaviors and defending and excusing sexual predators?
Yes.
Have you had enough of the dismissive and abusive behaviors that are intended to intimidate and humiliate survivors?
Yes.
I know I've had enough of the slandering and the derogatory comments that only serve to re-victimize survivors and discredit their stories. Have you had enough of people who perpetuate and condone violence, telling survivors how they should feel, how they should act, what they should do, and when they should do it?
Yes!
I don't know about you, but I've had enough. I've had enough. I've had enough of survivors being forced to live in the shadows with fear, shame, and humiliation, while abusers go on to live their lives, get promoted, get rich, and even get appointed to the Supreme Court. Have you had enough?
Yes!
So let's do something about it. Let's take our power, own our place at the table of power in politics. Let's use our voice to support the elected officials who support survivors. Let's give voice to so many who do not have the power or ability to speak. The countless numbers of survivors who've been silenced and live in pain and humiliation of sexual assault and sexual violence. Lift up survivor stories. Let's boldly and fearlessly speak their truth and work to achieve justice and hold abusers accountable. So for survivors listening, I need you to know that you're not alone. I believe you. We believe you. The city of New York stands with you. The Office to End Domestic and Gender-Based Violence is here for you. And we will work to ensure that survivors are heard and respected and get the services they need. Have you had enough?
Yes.
Then let's fix it.
I'm listing the rest of the partner organizations that are here standing with us. Solidarity, Women's March National, Malika, Bay Ridge for Social Justice, the Interfaith Center of New York, Bangladeshi Feminist Collective. Yeah, because you know what, this is a global thing. It's not just DC and New York City. It is global. The Center for Constitutional Rights, SALGA, SALGA, the Muslim Democratic Club of New York, Center for Reproductive Rights, Empower Change, Power New York, Miss Foundation for Women, the Arab American Family Support Center, DRUM, DRUM, MDCNY, and New York Women's Foundation. Please, let's give a joyful sound for our partners. Whew. The next sister to come onto the mic, Executive Director of New York City Commission on Gender Equity, Jacqueline Ebanks.
Thank you, LaRocca. We see you, we hear you, we believe you.
I'm Jacqueline Ebanks, Executive Director of the Commission on Gender Equity. The Commission is a permanent body in New York City government that works daily with city agencies to remove institutional barriers to equity and to establish inclusive policies and practices, which ensures that all New Yorkers, regardless of gender identity or gender expression, have opportunities to be economically secure, have access to quality and affordable health care, have full autonomy over their reproductive lives, and live safely in their homes and communities. Today, we stand with survivors of sexual assault and survivors of all other forms of gender-based violence. We stand with you because New Yorkers and all Americans don't yet live safely in their homes. They don't yet live safely at their places of employment, and they don't yet live safely in their communities. But we are here today to say enough is enough, no more. We stand here today to say we will never stop fighting for freedom from sexual violence. We will never stop fighting for freedom from all forms of gender-based violence. We stand here to say that when a victim of sexual violence comes forward, we will listen to them. We will believe them. And we will support them, and we will fight with them until justice is served. Yeah. I want to underscore today what we all unfortunately know too well. The fight is never done. This is for the long haul. Let's never stop fighting. And I want to urge you today to make your voices heard in October during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Continue to make your voices heard through November and December, particularly during the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. We must mobilize and we must keep this fight going on into 2019, into 2020, into 2030. We cannot stop. We must be determined, we must be intentional, we must be relentless. We must create a city, a country, and a world free from violence. It is possible. Let's do it today. Onward.
I left one organization out, the Sadie Nash Leadership Project. They're standing with us today. Our next sister, truth teller, torchbearer, is Congresswoman Nidia Velasquez from Brooklyn. Make some noise. Make some noise.
Good afternoon. I am so proud. I am extremely proud of all these brave women.
Is Congresswoman Nidia Velasquez from Brooklyn. Make some noise.
Good afternoon. I am so proud. I am extremely proud of all these brave women. Senator Mitch McConnell, Senator Grassley, do you see us? Because we see you, we hear you, and we don't believe you. We have reached a tipping point in American culture. For too long, women everywhere have been silent about the abuses they suffer regularly. No longer will men in power, from Wall Street to the state legislatures, to Congress, to yes, our courts, be given a pass when they engage in harassment or abuse or assault. What we are seeing in Washington today is a Republican Congress that is intent on keeping to the old, outdated practice of protecting predators over victims, of putting political expediency over justice, compassion, and human decency. A Supreme Court nominee will be held to a higher standard, especially when additional information keeps coming out. We need a full investigation by the FBI. To Senator Mitch McConnell, to Senator Grassley, see us. We are angry. Today, we are angry. Tomorrow, we vote.
Justice. Now. Justice.
Now.
Yes. Quick mention of four individuals that are also standing with us. Assemblymember Simon, Assemblymember Walker, Councilmember Williams, Councilmember Chin, with us, walking with us. Now, some people talk the talk, some people walk the walk. We are walking the walk right now. Another torchbearer, truth teller, coming to the mic, Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney.
We are here today speaking out in solidarity, saying to this White House and to this government that their attacks on women are no longer going to be tolerated, whether it's an appointment to the Supreme Court or their efforts to roll back Roe v. Wade or defund Planned Parenthood. And we are here to say that we will remember in November with our votes. Women and like-minded men have to come out in the midterm elections and vote like their lives depended on it, because in many cases, it does. We are here for the thousands of people whose rights can be rolled back by a 5-4 decision in a Kavanaugh Court, Supreme Court. We are here for the women's lives whose control over their choices over their own pregnancy could be taken away from them. And we are here to say, or at least I am, is that I believe Dr. Ford, I believe Deborah Ramirez, and I understand there's a third person coming forward. And I say to Justice Judge Kavanaugh, it's time for him to withdraw his nomination. We now know why they were pushing for these hearings so fast. They knew these allegations were coming out. But if we're having these hearings, and I have my ticket on Thursday, I'm going to be there supporting her with all my love and support. We're all going to be with her. But if we're going to have them, we have to have a thorough investigation by the FBI, which happens in every other case before confirmation. Why is this different? And we must have all of Judge Kavanaugh's papers released and put on the internet so the public can read it, all of them. Now, at these hearings, we're going to be hearing stories from Judge Kavanaugh and from Dr. Ford. And America will be wondering, who do they believe? Well, one question ask, what is Dr. Ford gaining from this? She's gained death threats. She's gained having her family have to move out of their homes. She's gained not one cent, but just the horror of being forced to tell her story, which most women want to forget and never think about again. But she is there for courage and integrity, which she already has, the integrity of the Supreme Court, the integrity of telling her story of what happened that night. Now, who do we believe? A drunken teenager who the next day couldn't even remember where he was, much less 35 years ago, or a woman who was sexually traumatized? And we've heard how terrible that is in the testimony of women today. So I know who I believe. I believe America believes her too, and I think that he should resign, withdraw his nomination, or we should keep fighting with more strength. And we will remember in November, elect a Democratic Congress to be a check on this White House and these activities that are against, in so many ways, women's rights, workers' rights, and the rights of this country. Thank you.
We hear you. We see you. We hear you.
We hear you. We see you.
We believe you.
We hear you.
We see you. We believe you. To the mic coming up right now is New York City Council Member Helen Rosenthal.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Helen Rosenthal. I represent the Upper West Side, and I'm chair of the Committee on Women. It's an honor to stand and join with so many courageous survivors of sexual harassment and violence to stand in solidarity with Dr. Christine Ford and Deborah Ramirez and possibly the next one and the next one and the next one and all the women who have issued claims of sexual assault and misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. We see you, we hear you, we believe you. All of us here today know how crucial it is that we listen to people who come forward with allegations of sexual harassment or assault, and we need to fully investigate what they are talking about. The one who is accused, not the one who's been abused. Under the leadership of Speaker Cory Johnson, that is exactly what the New York City Council will continue to do. We are asking the New York Police Department and the New York Department of Corrections to step up and do the right thing by survivors.
Yes.
And this spring, we passed groundbreaking Stop Sexual Harassment in New York City, which represents a major step toward truly protecting every New Yorker. The topic of sexual harassment and how to address it must be introduced to the culture of every workplace. We stand here today to say everything that's been done to Dr. Ford and Debbie Ramirez, we're not gonna stand for it. And we're here to say we believe the survivors. We are here to offer love, compassion, and solidarity with all survivors. Thank you.
And that the Bronx Domestic Violence Roundtable is standing with us, and the Bronx Immigration Project is also standing with us. I'd like to introduce you all to the Manhattan Borough President, Gail Brewer.
Thank you very much. I believe in love, but not for those damn people in Washington. So are you furious? Yes. I am so damn sick of excuses. These are some of the things they say from the president on down. It was such a long time ago. Why didn't she come forward sooner? This is partisan and political. Boys will be boys. No, not just no, hell no. All of us here together. We are here because we refuse to live in a world where Dr. Ford and her story don't matter. We refuse. We refuse to live in a world where Deborah Ramirez's story and the stories of how many other women we don't know, those stories must matter. We really refuse to live in a world where this man, Brett Kavanaugh, doesn't even get investigated as Republicans rush to confirm him to the highest court in the nation. power and people from privileged backgrounds for far too long. Those days are over. Every single person in a position of authority must stand and be counted now, either as part of the solution or you're going to be the problem. My message to survivors is, I believe you, I support you, and whatever our office is to do, all of the elected feel the same way, we will. And to the women who have stepped forward publicly with their stories, not just about this one judge, but about so many powerful people, thank you for your courage. We all thank you from the bottom of our heart. You didn't have to do this. And we know the price so many women are paying. The fact that you're willing to step up anyway is awe-inspiring, and we will vote in November. Thank you very much.
We have standing here, we have cities for CEDAW, CEDAW. We've got them here. We've got the National Organization for Women, NYC, yes? Present and with us, standing strong. Wanted to say real quickly, Assemblywoman Fernandez is also here, and Councilmember Brad Lander with us. And speaking about our brothers and our fathers and our uncles who also stand with us, gotta give them a big shout and a big round of applause. Because there are men out there who are with us and who will fight with us. So I want to be able to not make all men into bad guys. We do have a few that are with us. Actually, many, many. And so I'd like to bring up New York City Council Member Helen Rosenthal. She already went. No. Linda Rosenthal. Assembly Member Linda Rosenthal.
I just want everyone to know there are two Rosenthals. I'm Assembly Member Linda B. Rosenthal, and I represent the Upper West Side and parts of Hell's Kitchen. And I am the sponsor in Albany of the Child Victims Act. The Child Victims Act reforms the statute of limitations in child sexual assault cases. It extends the statute of limitations in criminal and civil cases and opens a one-year window within which time-barred cases can be brought. The window is the heart and soul of the legislation and also the source of the greatest opposition from institutions and powerful people who have let children be abused and raped for years and years. Now, in the Assembly, we have passed this measure twice, last year and the year before. In the Senate, it has been blocked, and we have work to do in Albany. As a woman myself who has experienced sexual harassment and worse, I understand the myriad reasons that survivors of rape and sexual assault cannot and do not come forward. Shame, anger, repression, and denial are reinforced by societal norms that excuse male predation as little more than childish pranks. They reinforce the notion that women are responsible for their own victimization. This is all worsened by the toxic times that we live in. We live in times when women who courageously come forward find themselves in the crosshairs of hyper-partisan attacks on their veracity, their motives, and their very lives. They are questioned, name-called, labeled, disbelieved, slut-shamed, and threatened. There are credible threats of violence made against their lives and their loved ones. Despite this, the men in power continue to defend the accused. even the scheduling of the hearing and the terms of Dr. Ford's testimony is a clear example of men trying to control and silence women to soften the impact of her powerful account. These men perpetuate a power structure that is built on violence against women. When we lazily subscribe to the notion that boys will be boys, we allow men to learn that it's okay to degrade, objectify, dehumanize, disembody, rape, and kill women. We don't just allow it, we promote it and we perpetuate it. But Me Too has taught us that women must no longer be silenced. We will stand together because any attack against Dr. Ford and Ms. Ramirez or any other woman is an attack against all of us. I believe her because, like you, I am her. Each one of us here today is her. Today, we are sending a strong message to all survivors of sexual assault, whether you have decided to come forward or not. We stand with you in your battles, large and small, with demons both seen and unseen. And we will continue to stand with you until each of those demons is vanquished. Thank you.
Come into the mic, please. Make a joyful noise for Carolina Rivera. Councilwoman, sorry.
Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm Councilwoman Carolina Rivera, proudly representing the East Side. And I want to just say for too long, we have been ignored. We have been neglected. We have been exploited. And we have been silenced. So I am here today to say that I stand with all of the women behind me, and I thank you for sharing your story. And to tell all the groups, thank you for doing the work. I believe Dr. Hill. I believe Dr. Blasey Ford. I support Professor Hill. These women have come forward to tell their stories, and for decades and decades, we have gone unheard. So I am here to say that not only will we keep fighting, but as elected officials, we have to do more. We have to support the groups. We have to be here not just for the photos and for the tweets, but to tell all the women who reported and who were silenced and all those who will report because we haven't done enough, and for all those who will not report because they feel like they are vulnerable and they do not have the privilege to come forward. We are going to do more. And so, I want to say alguna palabra en español. Que estamos aquí a apoyar los sobrevivientes de asalto sexual. Que estamos aquí a apoyar la doctora Blasey Ford, a la profesora Hill, y a luchar para todas las personas que no tienen una voz. Los inmigrantes, trabajadores domésticos, los miembros del LGBT community. That we are here to tell the people who do not have a voice, our domestic workers, our immigrants, the people who are incarcerated and detained, who are treated like second-class citizens. We are here to represent every single person, and I will not stop. As your local city council person, I know my role. I know my role to support the groups that are already doing the work, but to build on the package of legislation, some of the strongest sexual harassment bills in this nation. That's right. But we cannot stop there. We have to change the culture of the NYPD right here in this city.
You've been listening to voices from a rally on the steps of City Hall in New York City on September 24th in the lead-up to the Senate Judiciary hearing into sexual allegations by Dr. Christine Blasey against Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. You heard La Roca, Allison Turcos, Daniela Contreras, Rama Issa, Danielle Campa Moore, Carmen Malalas, Nydia Velasquez, Carolyn Maloney, Gail Brewer, Helen Rosenthal, Carolina Rivera, and Shirlane McCrae. This is listener-sponsored WBAI New York. We turn next to Pacifica Radio's coverage of the Kavanaugh hearing.